PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, a deal has been made to release four Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter and Princeton native Evan Gershkovich and American Paul Whelan by Russia in a prisoner swap with the U.S. and other countries. The Princeton native was sentenced to 16 years in prison by Russia after being found guilty of espionage. The Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government have said he was wrongfully imprisoned. Whelan has been in Russian custody since 2018, also on espionage charges. Holding steady on interest rates, that's the latest decision by Federal Reserve officials. The Fed chair says inflation is easing closer to the Fed's 2% target that could clear the way for a rate cut as soon as September. But it's not a done deal.
We have made no decisions about future meetings, and that includes a September meeting. The broad sense of the committee is that the economy is moving closer to the point at which it will be appropriate to reduce our policy rate.
The chair says more good data would increase their confidence. Around 1 in 4 New Jersey workers are not guaranteed to still have a job after returning from paid family leave, according to a new study from the Rutgers Center for Women and Work. A pediatric social worker says lacking paid leave protections as a new mother took away a vital safety net from her family.
It was an overwhelming sense of anxiety and stress that sometimes, sadly to say, overshadowed what should have been a precious moment of bonding with my new baby.
Advocates with New Jersey Citizen Action are calling on the state legislature to expand protections. New Jersey's first West Nile virus cases have been confirmed by the New Jersey Department of Health. Two tested positive from Union and Middlesex counties with symptoms dating back to early July. The two were treated at hospitals and have been released. The department says there were 14 cases here in 2023. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. The Delta Airlines CEO says the airline is facing $500 million in costs related to a global tech outage last month. Delta says it will be seeking damages from the disruptions. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 494 points today. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Does the humid trend continue tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Through this weekend, our air is going to be ridiculously humid. Dew points in the mid-70s. That is tropical. That's suffocating. Makes the heat wave far more uncomfortable and more hazardous than it would have been otherwise. Also raises the concern for some drenching rain if a thunderstorm can get going. We could see an isolated shower tonight. Definitely steamy with lows only falling into the mid-70s by morning. Tomorrow, 90 to 95 with a mix of clouds and sun. Could be a shower popping up at any time. Best chance for a wave of scattered thunderstorms will be tomorrow night. Saturday, really humid and still hot. Highs around 90, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms around. We're especially watching late day Saturday. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially early and late. It'll be partly sunny and not as hot Sunday, 85 to 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Belvedere 87, Old Bridge 90, Burlington 96. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.